Thank you, guys. And the big story on Tuesday, of course, after four games, the Eagles able to welcome back right tackle Lane Johnson to the fold after so many injuries on the offensive line. After his first practice with the Eagles since the regular season started, Lane Johnson, last year's first-round pick, talks about what it's like to get thrown back into the mix after playing with the first-team offense on day one.
You know, went out there. Obviously, we had a few different plays, different schemes thrown in. But other than that, learned that in meetings today and came out here and felt good. But tomorrow will be full pads and kind of get back in, you know, to real football. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm in the best shape, in my life. But as far as football, the only way you can get out here is just kind of, you know, going through the practices again. But I don't think I'm too far off.
The Eagles, of course, have started four different offensive lines in each of the first four games this season. Likely that we'll see that happen for five with Lane Johnson on Sunday if he does indeed start. Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur says the Eagles will indeed throw Lane Johnson into the mix, and quarterback Nick Foles talks about getting one of his guys up front back.
Put him in there, let him play. Yeah, I mean, we visited yesterday. He came back. He's in great shape. He kind of informed us what he was doing because we really weren't allowed to have any contact with him. So he visited with Stout, he visited with myself, he visited with Coach, and really kind of told all of us the same thing, that he did what he could to stay in shape and kind of watch things from afar, and we'll put him in there and get him going.
Oh, we're excited. We're so excited to have Lane back. He's a huge part of this team, and our O-line, no matter who's in there, they've been in there fighting, like I said, each and every down. And Lane's a tremendous athlete. He's a guy that can run with the best of them and block with the best of them. So just to have him back, his personality, everything, I'm excited. And with the run game, with the pass game, we'll continue to work on it.
Meanwhile, on the defensive side of the ball, obviously the defense on the field a lot against San Francisco in the 26-21 loss in week four. But D'Amico Ryans and defensive coordinator Bill Davis says that's not a function of the offense not performing. It's a function of the defense not getting off the field despite many positives from the game.
No, I don't worry about it because as I watch the tape, it's just, you know, you watch some of the third downs that we had when we were off the field, we had penalties to extend drives. So that's not on the offense. That's us, you know, extending drives on our own where we should have been off the field, but penalties allowed them to keep going. And so we kind of inflicted ourselves from that standpoint and allowed ourselves to stay on the field longer than we had to.
We're on the field longer. So the defense on the field and the conditioning we're in, I still believe it's elite conditioning. When I watch the fourth quarter and the way we play and finish, that's there. What we have to do is break down and get rid of the mistakes, get rid of the penalties that extend downs. And that's where, you know, us getting us off the field lies.
That will do it for your news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Back to you guys in the Xfinity studio.